Later Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sota Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Hei, Amud Beis, at Halacha Vav. Amud Bishur, Mi Yigale, Afra Meinecha, Biyuchim Ben Zakai, Shea Yisa Deirish, Kol Yomecha, Shle Avad, Iyoi, Pesamokim, Ele Meyira, Shle Ma, Ish Tam, Veyosho, Veyar Elikim, Vesal Mira. Yerushur said, Who will uncover the earth from your eyes, Biyuchim Ben Zakai? You expanded all your days that Iyoi serves from fear, As the Pasuk says in Yerev Aleph Pasuk Ches, a pure man straight who fears Hashem, who veers from evil. Yerushua ben Hukunas, the Talmud of your Talmud, taught that he served from love. The Gemara says, Emesai haya Yerev, when did Yerev live? Shimon Lakish b'shem b'chapa b'yimei Avram Avinu haya hadai d'chsev ish haya ba'aretz utz Yerev Shemai Reshokish, quoting Bakapa, answered that he was in the days of Avraham Avinu, as it says, there was a man in the land of Utz, his name was Yoiv, and it says in Bereshis Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Chof Aleph, about Avram's brother Nahor, Utz, his firstborn. Rabbi Abba, Amar b'yimei Avinu, Yaakov haya, v'dina haisa ishtoi, adaru d'chsiv, Kadava achas an nevlois tedabri, okiv kinevala asavi song. Rabbi Abba answered that he lived in the days of Yaakov Avinu. His wife was Dina, who was Yaakov's daughter, as it says, tedaber achas an nevlois tedabri, we speak one of the nevlois, and it says about the wife of Dina, kinevala asavi song, that nevala was an yisrael. Rabbi Levi Amma bi meshashvatim haya, adu dechiv, Asher Chachamim Yagidu V'lekichadu Me'avisam. Rav Levi answered that he was in the days of the Shvatim, as it says, in Eoi's Perek Tesvah, Pasuk Yud Ches, that the wise men tell and don't hide from their fathers, which refers to Reuven and Yehuda, who admitted to their mistakes. Rav Yosi ben Chalafta Amar, V'yuridosan L'mitzayim Haya, V'baliyosan Meis. Rav Yosi ben Chalafta said he was born in a year when Bnei Yisrael descended to Mitzrayim, and he died when they ascended to Mitzrayim. Mashal Lagoya Sheba Zaev bin Zaveg Lasainoi Maasa Hemid Taish Echad Menedoi Adodachiv Yaskiveni Kel El Avil Aliade Roshoim Yutaini. A parable for this is a shepherd. A wolf came to attack his flock. What did he do? He put a male goat in front of it. The wolf would fight the goat and the flock would be saved. And this explains the Pasuk. There in Eos and Perek Tesayim Pasuk Yud Aleph, God delivered me to a fall and healed me through the hands of the wicked. Eos said that Hashem handed him over to the Satan, so the Satan would not prosecute against his soul. Tani Yerushmol, Eos me'avde pari haya, avigdeli, amalia, shaloi, haya, hado dechsev, hayo estiva Hashem, v'goyme, v'ksiv be'i, ish tam v'yosha v'yo elikim, v'samira. Rishmael answered that Eov was one of Paroi's servants and amongst the greatest of his entourage, as the Pasuk says in Shmos Tes Pasuk Kaf, and the one that feared the word of Hashem. And it says about Eov, Ish Tam Bayosha, a man who was wholesome and straight, and he feared Elikim, and he veered from evil. Yosef of Yehuda Omer, Yemei Shveita Shoftim Haya Hadam Dechiv, Hein atem kulchem chazisem v'namaze hevel tzva'alu. Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda answered that Eov was in the days when the Shoftim judged, as it says in the Pasuk in Eov Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Behold, all of you have seen, now why do you become altogether vain? Chazisem ma'ase doiri shayunutlim ma'ase v'gronois avas esnan al kol gronois talam. Chazisem, did you see the actions of my generation? They took mass in the granaries, means bribes, to tilt judgment. As the Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph, you love a harlot's hire on all threshing floors of corn. Shmuel bar Nachum, Shem Rabbi Yonasan, B'yemei Malchus, Sheva Haya, Shneemar, Batipol Sheva, Batikachem. Shmuel bar Nachmeni, quoting Rabbi Yonasan, said he was in the days of Malchus Sheva, or the Queen Sheva. And the Pasuk says, and Sheva fell upon them and took them. רבי נוסן אמר, בימי קפטים היה, שנאמר, קפטים, סלמו ישראל של ראשם. Rabbi Nosson said that he lived at the time of the Kaftim, the Babylonians, as the Pasuk says in Iyov, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Kaftim formed three groups. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omar, Yemei Achashverosh Hayosh Ne'emar, Yevakshu LeMelech Na'aretz B'Sulos Toves Na'ar, Tziv LeNimtza Noshim Yofos Kibunos Yud. Rabbi Shimon Karcha says that he was in the days of Achashverosh, because it says in Esther Perek Beis Pasuk Beis, the king will look for young, beautiful, virgin girls, and it says in Eos Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Tevav, and there were no beautiful women in the world like the daughters of Eos. Shua ben Levi Omer, Meli Goyle Haya, Shua ben Levi says he was amongst the exiles who returned from Babel. Rabbi Yochanan said he was amongst the exiles who returned from Babel, and he was Yisrael. Because he holds that he was Yisrael, that's why Rabbi Yochanan learned from the laws of Avelis what Eov did. Yakam Eov, Vayikra es Me'iloi. Yehuda ben Havi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mikan she'avah sarach likra mu'med. It says in Eov's coat, Aleph Pasuk Kaf, and Eov got up and tore his coat. Rabbi Ben Hazi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and here we learn that tearing due to a close relative dying must be done while standing. Tani v'chiyah hayali v'olami v'echad sadik v'fati lo yisharei v'taltiv me'olami. V'chiyah taught in the Baisa, Hashem says, I had one Gentile in my world and a sadik. I paid him his reward, and I exited him from my world. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Eov Le'Hayov Le'Osid Le'Eis. Rabbi Lakish said, Eov did not live, and he will not live in the future. Eov is only a parable. Half a should say to Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Aman Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish B'Shem Rakapara B'Mei Avom Avinu Haya Akhu Amar Hachim. Rabbi Lakish contradicts himself. There Rabbi Lakish said that, quoting from Rakapar, that he lived in the days of Rabbi Avinu, and here he said they never existed. Elahu haya v'yesurim lehayu. Rather, he was, but his afflictions were not. Rabbi Lechtav olav, why is it written about him that he had great afflictions? Elaleima she'elulei bo olav haya yachol amad v'hem. Also, it teaches that he was such a great tzaddik that had they come upon him, he would have been able to stand up and not rebel against Hashem. Dorash Rabbi Kiva, Icha Af Elihu Ben Brachel Abuzi, Yimishpach Aslam. Elihu is a Bilam Ben Brachel, Shabalakal Vesisol, Vechon Ve'ava Shemlikecha, Lishmaya El Bilam. Rabbi Kiva says, quoting from the Pasuk, in Eov Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, and Elihu Ben Brachel, Abuzi became angry, and he was from Mishpachas Ram. Elihu is Bilam, he is called Ben Brachel because he came to curse Yisrael and he ended up blessing them. And then the Pasuk in Zohar, Poskim, and Pasuk Rav says, Hashem, your God, didn't want to listen to Bilam. Abuzi, Shaisen, Rosai, Buzia, Leishol, Gulia, Einayim, Mishpachas Ram, Yaram, Inecheni, Balak. Abuzi in the Pasuk in Eov refers that the prophecy was disgraced. Meishol Megillah Einayim, because he was uncircumcised, he fell when having prophecy. And when it says Mishpach Aram, means that Min Aram Yancheli Valak, that's a reference again to Bilam. Amalei of Lozvin Azariah, Hin Hu Kva Kisa Lavan Mokheim, then Leisu offered Lifakechimcha. And Lazar the Nazariah said, if you're correct, Hashem covered up his shame, will he not dispute with you for revealing it? And Eliyu the Yitzhak and Rachel Ben Chibirchu Rachel Ne'emar Yivarchu Hashem. Rather, Eliyu is Yitzhak Ben Rachel, because Hashem blessed him, as it says, Yivarchu Hashem. And Uzi, Shiviza called Mishpach Avram ben Avram. Abuvi, why is that Yitzhak? He disgraced houses of idolatry when he was tied on the Mizbeach. Mishpach Avram, because he was the son of Avram of Min Avram, Yenchei Nivolot. Moshe, Kosev, Hamisha, Sifri Teira, Bechazel, Kosev, Pashem, Volot, Hilam, Kosev, Sifri, Shaliyev. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the five Hamashim, and then wrote Pashem, Volot, and Hilam, and he wrote Sifri Yev. Ish Tom, Vyasha, Vyoya, Elokim, Vasomira, Amarabi, Tachlifa, Vasaria, Shahaya, Vatra. He's a man who was wholesome and straight, and feared God and veered from evil. And the Tachlifa said, the Samira means that he avoided Ayin Hara, he used to pardon people. And the late Rabbi Zeira, a man the least who Vatran, Lace of Kosher, they objected, well, one who does not pardon is he not Kosher. And Ashahim Mavata, I'll say rather he pardoned people who cursed him. And Malach, Perek, Hashem, Shamayim. We begin now the sixth perek, Perek Mishakina. Mishnah says, Mishakina la Ministra, Afilu Shoma, Minaisha Pagrech, Yotzi Yitin Kfiba, Divri Rabbi Elazar. The brother says that one who warned his wife and she was secluded, even if he heard from a flying bird, he has to divorce her and pay a Kfiba, if he heard a rumor. We'll find out later. Yeshua says he must divorce her only from women who spin in the moonlight to talk about her. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yannai, said, this entire parak is when he warns her and said, do not be secluded with plainly. The Mishnah said, one who warns his wife and she is secluded. Shimon Lakish says, even if she was not secluded. Rabbi Zeira said in front of Rabbi Yosa that Rabbi Lakish does not argue with our Mishnah. Rather, he explains, like the Tanna of Leather in the first parak, with meaning about witnesses of seclusion, where they're not needed to be mashkeher. It suffices that he knows that she was secluded. Anan taninan machlekes, it's an itani stam. Our text of our Mishnah has an argument with the Blazer and Rabbi Shua. Some teach the Blazer's opinion in stam. Rabbi Zeira, Kwebi Rabbi Mana, say, man yema da'al mad Rabbi Leza, Omar Rabbi Shua Palek. Rabbi Zeira said in front of Rabbi Mana, even according to our text, perhaps there's no argument. Who says the Rishua argues with what the Rebbe said? The Amalei begins to Taninan, Rishua Omer, as Yesu, we eat no bar, Mezois, the Levana. And Mana answered that since the Rishua said, until women who weave in the moonlight, it shows that he disagrees. The Abba Mori, Boy, Tamon, Amal Chiskia, The Abba Mori asked the question, there Chizkiah quoted Yavol, who quoted Lazar to say that whenever Levi taught a Machlekes in the Mishnah and afterwards a Stam Mishnah, Alacha follows the Stam, and here the one who says that the Mishnah is Stam says this. So the Halacha should follow the Levi, however the Halacha does not follow him, because he is from Beis Shammai. Anan Taninan Moitzvois, Yisnatani Moitzvois. Our text says Moitzvois in the moonlight, and some teach Moitzvois in the moonlight. Mandama Moitzvois, Matsvam Amma. Mandama Moitzvois, Shazam Kita. One who says Moitzvois, they are menapates, or they bang it to crush and remove impurities, or alternatively they separate clumps into fibers, or tells you to get brush and comb it. One who says moizois means they spin flax. And then kaimen, what's the case? Imbahem deshama v'le yada man shama kreisha pereichu. If the women heard and don't know from whom they heard, this is like a flying bird, which means that have no significance, why does the Mishnah distinguish them? In Behem the Shama the Yadam Minan Shama, the Aid Mipi Aidu. If they heard and know from whom they heard, it was like Aid Mipi Aid, which means testimony by someone else, which is a proper destiny for Sata. And like Canaan and Kaiman, Ploni, Miploni, Ploni, Miploni, Mila, the Lispa, Timnisim. And since the case is Ploni heard from Ploni, and the latter Ploni heard from Ploni, is the matter without salvation. And then we come to Halacha Beis. Oma Eid Echad, Ani Reisiyah, Shemin Meis, Lehaifa Shoisa, Le'oid Ela Afilu, Ovad, Eved Afilu Shishcha, Ani Eilu Nemonim, Asla Poisla, Mitzilosa. If one witness testifies that she had relations, she does not drink. Further, you know, even a male or female slave is believed, even to deprive her of a chasuna. Hamaisa ugas hamaisa, mitzvasa viyenta ugas baila, ha'elu ne'monais, ele poisa mitzvasa, amu ela shaloi tishte. Woman suspected of hating her, meaning her mother-in-law's daughter, her co-wife, her husband's brother's wife, or a husband's daughter from a different wife, are believed. This is not to deprive her of a ksuba, rather just to prevent her from drinking. The Gemara says, the aid in bar, in the ela aid, the nine of the ever the solution. The aid in bar says, I would know only about a kosher witness, there's no kosher witness, but what is the source for even a male or female slave? That's included in the pasuk. And the lemma of the aid ain't bar if I'm mocking. The answer is, it says the aid ain't bar in any case, any type of testimony. It could be shmol, could be shmol, I'm not mocking if you never but you are aid stam, how you elu, the fall, the aidin. And to be fresh and fussed, shu aid echad. The man asks, is this like a shmol? Shmol says that whenever it says in the Torah aid stam, it refers to two witnesses. And if the passage specifies that it's one witness, and here it's not explicit. Ashkhani Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Shnei Eidim. The answer is that indeed it isn't. A writer was found that Rabbi Shmuel says two witnesses of Tumma are needed to prevent her from drinking. Mesnisa Mishahoida Rabbi Shizu Ritafan Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishah is after Ritafan agreed with Rabbi Kiva, as I'll explain. Tani Ritafan Oimer Eid Echad Neman Natamaisa Vein Eid Echad Neman Asida Ksubasa. Vaisa says, if Ritafan holds one witness is believed to be metame and forbid her, but one witness is not believed to make her forfeit her tzibah. The Kiva, he makes shim she'id echad ne'eman la tzibasa, hach eid echad ne'eman la tzibasa. Whereas the Kiva says, just like one witness is believed to metame her, so one witness is believed to make her forfeit her tzibah. Amalo Ritafan, echa matzino eid echad ne'eman la klum. Ritafan said, where do we find that one witness is believed in monetary matters? Make someone lose property. And the Levi Kiva, Vehicham and Sino, Eid Echad, Rejis Ish, Klum. And the same, Eid Echad, Neman, Tamesa, Kach, Eid Echad, Neman, La Sida, Ksubasa. The Kiva said, or where do we find that one witness is believed about a married woman at all? Rather, Sota is different, just like one witness is believed to be Matama her, so one witness is believed to make her forfeit her Ksuba. Chaza, Rabbi Shiri Taufan, Yosh Shona, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Taufan attracted and followed the teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Bun Bachia, by Hamaisa, Sha'omar, Aniwe Si, Shinitmes. He said, Uba Echad Ba'omar, Aniwe Si, Shinitmes. Ma Ba La'id im Lashkoisa, Manuos Shalishtis. Rabbi Bun Bachia said that if her mother-in-law said, I saw that she was defiled, and one witness came and said, I saw that she was defiled, so what does he come to testify? If it's for preventing her from drinking, already she cannot drink. Elai bala na sidik sibat mi ksibasa. She say, ni ne'eman la sidik sibasa, oi loi. Rather, he comes only to make her forfeit her ksiba, if he believes to make her forfeit her ksiba. She ain masidin mamoin al pi eid echad. Since he comes only for the ksiba, we don't make someone lose property through one witness. Basically, by Shama min Aish, with the Aperech, and Uisia, Shinitmes, at Amalei Haisa, Shaisa, Va'echa, the Oma, and Uisia, Shinitmes, Na Bolaid, Imashkoisa, Faniris, Shalishtis. Basically asked, well, if he heard from the flying bird, I saw that she was defiled, he says she doesn't drink. one witness came and said, I saw that she was defiled, for what did he come to testify? If it's preventing her from drinking, already she cannot drink. And they go out see the mitzvah savah, he comes only to make a forfeit, ksuba, if he believes. We don't make someone lose property through one witness. What's the source for this? Yosi taught that if a witness says, Pliny ate chelev, and I warned him, he does not receive lashes. If one person told him this is chelev, and two witnesses warned him, then he does receive lashes. Is the primary testimony not through one witness to establish the Issa? So here, when one witness testifies that she may not drink, she loses the ksuba. And the second answer is the Buddha taught that if a witness says, Pliny the Nazir became Tommy and I warned him, he has not received lashes. If one person told him, you are a Nazir, and he conducted Nazirus based on his words, if he drank wine or became Tommy Mace, and two witnesses warned him, he receives lashes. Is the primary testimony not to one witness? The third answer says the Rabbana taught that if a witness says Plonis is a Kohenis and she was Mizana, and her husband of relation is her, and her husband is a Kohen, and I warned him, does he not receive lashes because she is a Zaina? This to her Bifnei Shnayim, Amar Echad, and Yuesia, Shemitmates, Ubavala, Allah, Kohen, Hisuboy, Shnayim, Leke. If she was secluded in front of two, and one says, I saw that she was defiled, and her husband had relations with her, and her husband was a Kohen, if two warned him, he received lashes. If the primary testimony not through one witness, it comes out to Halacha Gimel. If we require two witnesses for the first testimony, if it's seclusion, we cannot permanently forbid her, or more so, that the latter testimony, which is about tumor, which permanently forbids her, should require two witnesses. And one rejects that the aid ain't bar, any testimony about her of tumma is believed. Suggests that the latter testimony, which currently forbids her, needs only one witness, or more so, one witness should suffice for the first testimony, which does not permanently forbid her. The Gemara rejects that it says about adultery in one Pastana Pasuk Aleph, because he found in her an Erbes Davar, and it says in John Petri Test Pasuk Test Vav, through two or three Adim, Yaakov Dover, the matter will be established. Just like the word Dover said there, in monetary cases needs at least two witnesses. Also, the Dover said over here, which is seclusion, needs two witnesses. And the one says, Adis Roshona Zu Stira, Adis Roshona Zu Tumma. The first testimony refers to seclusion, and the second testimony is Tumma. Our Mishnah, which requires two witnesses for seclusion, it's like of Yeshua, because Yeshua says that he's Mekale in front of two, and he's Mashkeh based on two witnesses of seclusion. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rafilu, Lahein Tana, Asi, Mara says, even like the following Tana, the Tana of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishim of Laza, Nekamala, Al-Piyad Echad, Al-Piyad Fmai, Umashka, Al-Pishnayim. Vaisa says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Leather says, he is Mekana in front of one witness, or by himself, he is Mashka through two.